Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, Greg, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Now, I usually like the bad news first so that, you know, wraps up on a high note.
Okay.
But sometimes you don't do what I want.
The bad news.
Yeah.
Well, the bad news is we're all going to die, but not the way we think.
Well, I know we're all going to die.
Okay.
But we don't really have a choice, usually.
No.
But how we think, we'd like to think we die of old age.
Global warming is not going to kill us.
I'll be honest, I really didn't think it was going to.
What?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm still waiting for the beachfront property in Ocala.
You're such a skeptic.
Yeah, I know.
Barack Obama told you.
Yeah, I know. The science is settled, but he's an idiot.
Al Gore told you.
And he said Florida was going to be half underwater in 15 years.
Michael Moore told you.
And he's just a total idiot and just spends his time at the buffet.
Okay.
He'll die of a heart attack and a stroke from overeating.
Well, this just in, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Here we go.
Climate scientist.
Yeah.
A growing group of them.
Yeah.
Getting together, and they say the Gulf Stream that moves, you know, the oceans around is near collapse. And if it does collapse, it predicts a new ice age.
Oh, I just told you in the last segment, I hate being cold.
I know. So that's your bad news.
I'm going to die from the cold?
I'm going to share as much of this as I can before it gets a bit esoteric and...
boring?
Yeah.
Deep?
Yeah.
Okay.
A key Atlantic current could be pushed to the brink of collapse within decades, supposedly ushering in a new ice age and dramatically raising sea levels.
Decades?
Yes.
Okay.
Climate scientists have claimed in a controversial new study published in the journal... Communications, Earth, and Environment. The apocalyptic predictions came as a result of a collaboration between researchers at the Institute of Oceanology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences.
I got to trust the Chinese on this?
Well.
Really? Really?
Remember when climate change moving to the warming part was very, very frightening? And who stepped up and saved our lives by producing all those solar panels and all that wind power generation? That was the Chinese.
Yeah, they took advantage of a fake story and made bazillions of dollars.
Right now on Temu, you can buy electric blankets at half off. They're coming to our rescue again. Yeah, when the information comes with anything connected to the Chinese Communist Party,
there's money to be made.
Yeah, I'm not so sure if I'm going to fully buy into it. Mm-hmm. But also working alongside the University of California, San Diego, weeks after one climate alarmist, Bill Gates, Remember Bill Gates worrying, yes, you know, all worried about the climate, mm-hmm, publicly downplayed the impact of temperature fluctuations on the planet. That's another warning. Isn't he the guy that was practicing for COVID before there was COVID?
Funny how that works, huh?
Not ha-ha funny.
Not ha-ha funny, no.
Per these new findings, the at-risk current in question is the, well, this is where it goes, meridional, Atlantic meridional, meaning meridian.
Okay.
Overturning circulation.
These people should go to Meridian.
Maybe. Mm. Basically, the currents change.
Okay.
Could cause a very big change in climate and what happens in a regular weather thing and all that, and they think that they could usher in an ice.
So basically, age. You're saying the hoax part that all this was man-made, even the experts are kind of backing off, going, okay, you know, it's been decades. You're supposed to be underwater or you're supposed to be frozen. None of it's happened. We did get a lot of money out of you. I mean, extra fees on your car because of the emissions. We got to build all the. But none of it came to fruition after 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So now we have to move off to the current causing the problem that's coming in decades, and we'll have to figure out a way to make money off of that.
That
do I sound
is
a little
possible.
A little pessimistic on this?
Well, it's possible.
Okay, so you're saying there's a chance.
Well, if we've been misled before, and yeah, we certainly have, mm-hmm, not just climate change, but whatever the god, the deity that appears to the far left wackos, okay? Whatever deity appears, we must all buy into it. And when I say buy into it, means it's going to get expensive.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, you know, the fools that sell us on this stuff are not necessarily the fools making the money. They give it to people who might even be more dangerous.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
So that's your story for today. And as Greg knows, I found an article a few years back that showed the changing headlines through the years of it we're either going to get, you know, the globe is heating up or we're going into an ice age. And they go back and forth sometimes within a period of a year. And it's all like from scientists, by the way. All right. So, and I remember back in elementary school, we were told the ice age was coming.
Yep.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Donnie, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I think you guys are missing a big point here. Now, after 50 years of hard effort, maybe, just maybe, it's finally paying off and all their good effort has helped.
Oh, right. So the planet is cooling because we did those things. We instituted those changes. We went green.
Yeah, but they've changed the story about every few years. So,
and we, you know, since it is a global thing, we mm-hmm never really did get China and Russia and India to kind of buy into it all.
Uh-uh.
Three of the major polluters on the globe.
So if they don't get on board, it really doesn't matter what we do.
China's burning coal like going out of style.
Well, you did a story on India yesterday. They're like, people are protesting because it's like they are choking to death just breathing on the streets.
Yeah. And well, there's a difference, obviously. Nobody wants pollution.
No.
But what they did was they actually listed CO2 as a pollutant,
mm-hmm,
like it's toxic.
Well, they've been going after cows and fields and everything
dioxide
else. Come on.
If you had no CO2, you'd have no plant life.
Mm-hmm. And what does plant life produce during the day?
Oxygen.
Oh, and we do need that.
Isn't it frustrating?
The science has been settled. Thanks, Barry.
The science has been settled.
What a moron.
Now I think, though, I feel good about myself.
Yeah?
My investment in jackets.
Yes.
When this this cool weather is headed our way.
Over decades.
I will be. How many jackets will I have accrued by then?
Wow.
Wow. Is right. Recently inaugurated administration of the Bolivian president, Rodrigo Paz, restored the country's diplomatic ties with Israel. The Israeli government, they're the ones that made the announcement. It ends a two-year-long diplomatic rupture unilaterally decided by the preceding pro-Iran socialist administration of former President Luis Arce, who lived up to his name. And the initial wave of genocide in Gaza accusations against Israel less than a month after the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. So that guy's gone. Got new blood in there, restoring ties with Israel. You know, making the Abraham Accords and all that just that much tighter and better. This is definitely a win. And while we're kind of doing stuff on the world stage, Swedish king questions why Europe has to foot the bill for climate change.
Uh-huh. People are catching on, Bob.
The Swedish king was busy making meatballs and didn't see the new headline about the coming ice age I just shared. I told you, you heard it here first. He'll get it on the podcast. Oh, yeah. He'll probably be looking it up later today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.